Welcome to the pilot episode of Free Men and a Mic. I'm Kyle Liddy alongside
Brian Pollitt
and Nathan Berkey. We're going to be talking about things on Facebook that just piss us off because every day we look on our Facebook and just realize that there's people who should not be on any social network ever.
As Brian has said many times, I never get on Facebook and get off and just think, man, I'm really glad I did that.
Everyone is just like so embarrassed like about what they put on there. For like the girls who do like before and after pictures, like Kyle, his ex girlfriend.
She's really hot, dude.
Yeah, there's a picture that was on there. It's of her having a before picture, and she's just like straight putting her gut out, all oiled up with McDonald's bags all over her.
She put it on there just to show Kyle how hot she was.
Yeah, how hot she was when they were dating.
Yeah, this is me before I started working out really hard.
Yeah, and then the after picture was her working out, but you could honestly tell that it was just an literally angle change, and she sucked in her gut with the same clothes.
Yeah, so she literally was in one room, took a picture with her gut out, walked to another room and took another picture and just put it on Instagram. Same day.
Same clothes, same day, same haircut.
Yeah.
She's posting it. She says, hey, I really look good here. Let's share this with the world.
Yeah, she's like, man, I'm really good at faking losing weight. I should do this more often.
I didn't think it's
Kyle, take me back.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I'm going to go into Starbucks and just hold my gut in still. So when he realizes that I'm not talking really loud, because my stomach is tucked into my shirt.
Yeah. She walks up to me. Can you tell I've lost weight? No.
Just go up. I feel like this is really mean to say. Just like, hey, you know I lost weight? Like, no, you gained.
Yeah.
Like, is it opposite day or what?
She walks around the corner, comes back sucking her gut in. Now, can you? That's what I did on Instagram.
I just jogged 5 miles. Yeah.
This is for you, baby.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she blocked me on Facebook anyway.
Speaking of hashtags, that's another thing that pisses us off. On Twitter, I guess that's fine because you're trying to like get to a specific audience and a specific person.
Yeah, hashtags are connected to specific Twitter pages, but on Facebook, hashtags do nothing.
Yeah.
Except take up
this room.
Like, yeah.
It's basically just something to prove that you're cool and you're not.
Like, for instance, if I were to tweet at Xbox, like, hey, the Xbox One fucking sucks because it does, and I would hashtag shitty Xbox, they would see that because it mentions Xbox. But on Facebook, if I say, hey, I've lost a lot of weight, hashtag work hard, play hard. I mean, nobody fucking cares. It just makes me look like an idiot.
That's like someone going on Twitter and putting a hashtag, poke me. Like, yeah. Gonna get you nowhere on Twitter, buddy.
Poke me on Twitter, bro.
Poke me on Twitter.
Or they'll hashtag you on Facebook.
Please just poke me.
Yeah.
That's all I want from you, just poke me. I poke you four
just
times.
Poke my tweet, bro.
You never poke me back. What's wrong? That's the one thing I never really understood, was like hashtags. Like,
I was just a town sign. I didn't even know the hashtag.
Yeah, I didn't know what hashtags were.
Did you hear dial a phone number? I don't know.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about that like family that named their baby hashtag?
Yeah.
And they got, I guess Twitter like donated a bunch of money to them. That's.
I'm sure they're.
I don't want to live on this earth anymore. Yeah.
What I would do is just change the name's back, name the baby's name back.
The name is Babe. Here's the name is Babe back.
Get all that money for the hashtag.
This is our first podcast, so don't pay attention to Nathan. He's not exactly good at improv.
I'm not improvising.
Oh, yeah, this written down?
I have it all in my mind.
It's completely unscripted. That's what we're trying to
get. So what does Twitter get out of donating money to a really trashy family? Are they...
No, they're actually, like, well-civilized people. They look rich. Okay, in the picture, they look rich, but you can take any white trash person and, like...
They're being hashtag.
Yeah. Well, I knew something was weird when it said Compton Hospital.
Yeah.
Instead of TVs, it's people holding up a cardboard box as a thing.
Kendrick Lamar's real name's hashtag. He just changed it because he was embarrassed.
Hey, don't bring my boy Kendrick in.
Kendrick Lamar's a monster. Now that we're done bitching about hashtags.
Yeah.
Wasted about,
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, 130 seconds.
Another
thing we're not good at is math.
I mean, we can always edit and take shit out.
Another thing that really pisses us off is guys who complain about needing a girlfriend on Facebook.
Not even just guys. It could be girls who complain about needing a good guy. And we could go on to a whole nother spiel about why that's bullshit, because there are plenty of nice guys out there and all these girls are just gobbling the cocks.
But it's worse when a guy does it, because most girls want like that Channing Tatum like hot stud cowboy guy. They don't want Channing Tatum on the computer like, hey, I wish I could get a girl today. Like, they don't want that.
No.
They want a clean little pussy.
That's true.
What?
A clean little pussy. Hashtag, I'm a clingy little pussy.
They want to chance it, guys. They don't want to go, I wish I could find someone. Everyone's going to see that and be like, all right, let's go on a date. Like, no, they don't want to date you.
Yeah, look you, at you. I think that, like, I think that if I were a girl, well,
if?
Yeah, it's sort of not if. Yeah, think how I'm a girl.
If I were feminine and like God, oh, wait, well,
if I was talking to so. No, but I feel like that would just ruin it. Like, if a guy's, like, begging for a girlfriend every day on Facebook and complaining that, like, just kill me. There's no good girls out there. Just kill me.
Yeah, why don't girls want nice guys? I'm a nice guy.
I know.
I'm a really nice guy. Actually, I'm
and
too nice.
And they make a status that says text me and puts their phone number.
Yeah. Down. Yeah.
No one would ever do that.
What's you know what would be the most depressing thing in the world? If you did that and no one ever texts you, it was like your mom.
I know your for mom. A fact no one texts these people. Nobody texts them.
Yeah. The sad thing is my mom would be the only one to text my mom or my sister.
Yeah. Get that shit off Facebook. That's embarrassing.
Are you doing okay? You're not thinking any bad thoughts, are you?
All right. I can just envision a girl scrolling through Facebook like, God, I hope someone puts their phone number up. Come on. Got it.
All right. Well,
but I think it's when it comes to it could go either way though, because I like the thrill of the chase probably just as much as any girl. So it annoys me when girls are like, I hate douchebags and I need to find a good guy and all this other stuff. I mean I feel like the effect goes both ways.
Girls always want the asshole, but then the nice guy that treats them well right in front of them, they'll just be like, oh, no, he's too easy. I got to go find someone. And they end up getting burned. And
they want to, like, change you. They like
it's
that challenge.
It's literally a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, never ending cycle.
Unless you're nice and have money. That's my problem.
You're Justin Bieber.
He's only cheated on me 4 times. He'll learn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, he gave me an STD from these girls.
We went from guys complaining to us complaining.
Of us complaining.
Fucking blue bananas, swear to God. The only woman that loves me is my mom.
I don't know.
I love you, Mom.
Mom, I love you.
I'm trying to come in here. Make me dinner, Mom. I love you.
My cats love you, bro. I swear. Without them, I'd
kill myself. We went from 3 guys and a mic from needing Oprah in the room.
Yeah, to needing a mediator so we don't kill ourselves.
God, love you, free, Mom. Alright,
speaking about posting stuff every day about being lonely.
Yeah. We're posting.
Did you see my status the other day? No, I'm just kidding.
Post stuff every day about being lonely. That's our next topic. Too bad we just made a podcast about being lonely. And,
I know. What else could we be doing right now? Oh, no, let's make a podcast, not go out and adventure in the world.
Let's make a podcast and make fun of people who talk about being lonely. And then for 5 minutes, we'll talk about how lonely we are.
I know. You know? We're 3 guys sitting in some little kid's room with a mic we found on Craigslist that said, buy from me, please don't rape, though.
I hate when people say they're lonely. Wait, I'm lonely.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Picks of food that should not be eaten or taken pictures of. Just because you think your mom has good cooking and you think, oh, I'll put a filter of it on Instagram and it'll look even better. No one wants to eat your split pea fucking soup.
And plus, that's what Pinterest is for. We don't need that on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
For all the single girls that can cook and eat till they're super, super fat and have no one to cook for, can put all their pictures of cupcakes on there.
I know.
I
want
to see that on there.
These are my cupcakes that I only eat by myself because I have no friends
unless
coming
you're making
over.
Those cupcakes for like Kanye West or something. I don't want to see that.
Or the people who think that they're like changing their lives by eating healthy. And like take pictures like it's like roasted spinach and whole grain covered chicken. Like, okay, you and I both know you don't want to fucking eat that. You just want me to think that you're like in shape and like trying to better yourself, or not even just me because God knows you don't care what I think. But
I would rather see their 3 a.m. Taco Bell Snapchat of like
right.
food.
Yeah, see, no, that's actually like interesting though real. Because you're sitting there thinking like, oh, they must have like a cool night instead of like, oh, they sat all day picking these ingredients from a garden just
right.
to like eat.
Every normal person on a Friday night is, you know, thinking like, oh, let's get drunk and get Taco Bell or whatever. Not like, hey, let's work all day and make a meal that is fucking
yeah.
awful.
Yeah, I wonder how many calories Wendy's salads have.
Yeah.
People shouldn't have a Twitter if you have a normal life like the rest of us. It's okay if you have a Twitter and you just like follow people, but I don't want to hear how you're like, yeah, fed my cat today. Cat was hungry again. Took a shower. Oh, yeah, I did have to dry off. Like, there's nothing fun about your life. If you're going on, like, a vacation or something somewhere, I could see the point of a Twitter, like, oh, I'm going to Cabo. That's
where?
Cabo?
Cabo?
Cabo. Sounds like a Star Wars.
Hashtag OMW to Cabo.
Sounds like a Star Wars world. Yeah. I'm on my way to Tatooine.
God, I don't... But so basically, like, it's only okay for you to have a Twitter when Nathan Berkey says it's okay for you to have a Twitter.
No, like, if you know you have, like, a spontaneous life, you're, like, you're always going hiking or something, and you have cool things to say or show.
If you live an active lifestyle and you're not just feeding your cat over and over, it's fine.
Yeah. Like, I know for a fact no one wants to hear my day, like, oh, sitting at St. Clair doing my math still at a goopy place for work again. Driving, wishing I had more friends than I do.
Well, see, I have a Twitter that, and I tweet stuff, but I don't tweet, like, what I'm doing. I tweet at those famous people, or, like,
Hold on, Kyle. The truth comes out, Brian. This is more like an intervention than a podcast now.
No, I was opening my Twitter. Tweet at the, like...
But I swear, ASAP Rocky really listens to me.
No, because it'll be like...
There's sometimes they actually will, though. Like, Hoodie Allen, if you retweet Hoodie Allen, like, he will talk to you. Which is kind of cool, but...
Yeah. They'll be like, tweet... Like, I've seen stuff like, tweet what you want to see on this next-gen console or whatever.
Yeah, I do like that part of it.
So, yeah. Like, yes, I will tweet stuff, but I don't tweet, like...
See, no, that's what the cool thing about Twitter is. Like, like I was saying earlier, like, it's a good way to get a broad audience of a social network. But when people use it for stupid things, like Instagram is for, like we said earlier, like, food and... how healthy I'm doing. It just gets annoying after a while. Like, if you're gonna have something on Instagram, make it, like, fun to look at. Or, like, Twitter, make it something fun to listen to. You don't have to lie. Just don't tweet something till you do something cool or fun, I guess.
Yeah, I'm preoccupied with this phone again.
I'm getting on Instagram.
I know. I feel like we're cutting grass.
Hey, guys, podcast so I can text the whole time? Yeah, dude.
I'm one of the kids that texts the whole fucking time.
I have not. I've been looking up really cool podcasts. So I try to emulate.
All right, so basically... We're done with that rant, I guess?
Yeah.